Mr. Alfred Brand. Oh, I'll tell you a story about him. Mr. Alfred Brand, he lived not far down the road here, and he used to keep bees. He was a dear old man. He was stone deaf, but if you met him, you'd stand fidgeting him. He'd put his hand in his collar, and he'd go, he'd take out a live bee, and he'd throw it up, and he'd say, "Come on, my little bee." He was walking alive with bees. He'd have them in his pocket, in his neck. And when he died, in those days, I was a correspondent for newspapers, you know, births, marriages, deaths, and village events. I went to his funeral. Normally, after a funeral, I used to go straight home, but this particular day, he was in the buried just down the road here. I thought, no, I couldn't see the old boy tucked up, because I did like him. And just as his body was being lowered, a swarm of bees got up one field from his home and came and swarmed right around the chapel. Didn't attack anybody. And they formed like a rugby ball on one of the gravestones. I'm certain they came to say goodbye to that old man. Oh, he was so wonderful with them.